Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or questionable outfit choices, the films you'll be hearing about in our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing The Princess Diaries.
Miracles happen. Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for pear sorbet palate cleansers.
Oh, she didn't know it was frozen. Why do we think we're so funny?
Because we are.
Oh, yeah. Well, The Princess Diaries, 2001.
So long ago, I can't believe
Nearly
it.
Nearly 20 years old.
Oh.
Yeah, I got shivers. I feel like I've just had some pear sorbet.
Me too. How awful. So it was directed by Gary Marshall.
Rest in peace. He has directed some incredible films. Pretty Woman.
Wow.
Iconic. Raising Helen. Valentine's Day. New Year's Eve. I think there was a Mother's Day. Something about his films are so warming. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness, yes. If you're a single girl, you have watched 1,000 Gary Marshall films in your life, mm-hmm. and you probably didn't even know. I don't know if you remember this, but when we were young, you bought me The Princess Diaries on video. It came with the soundtrack CD.
No.
I mean, you
way.
Didn't buy it. Your mum obviously bought it. But
excuse me, I had a piggy bank.
Yeah.
Hope you like coppers and buttons. I knew you had the CD because you burnt it onto my computer at one point. I didn't realise that I had given you that.
I know. Best birthday present ever.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
you're
honestly.
So welcome. So this film stars the iconic queen. She needs a country of her own. Julie Andrews. She's an icon.
Clarice Rinaldi. Take a bow, you fantastic woman. Or curtsy. Whatever queens do. I don't know about you. I always wish my grandma would turn around to me and just be like, oh, by the way, Emily, you're the heir of the Genovian throne.
Shut up!
Oh,
I beg your pardon. Shut up. It means gee whiz, golly wally. What? That just came from deep within me. I didn't even write that down.
You know that Clarice's assistant is actually Gary Marshall's daughter?
Yes. Kathleen Marshall. Iconic.
I love that. Charlotte was amazing.
She is brilliant. I need a Charlotte. Not for any royal duties. I mean, like, I need someone to make my bed.
Oh, I'd love an assistant.
Kathleen, come work for us, please. I'll pay you in pairs. Okay, so who else is in this film?
It's bustling with the best cast ever. So we've got Anne Hathaway, Sandra Oh, Mandy Moore, Heather Matarazzo, Robert Schwartzman. We have Eric Von Detten, Hector Elizondo. Yeah, it's absolutely popping.
Wow. I wonder what Eric Von Detten has done since The Princess Diaries.
Well, we can go into the next section, which is, where are they now? And I can start with Eric, if you like.
Please, I'm dying to know. Josh Bryant, I'll ride his yacht any day.
Right? No one suits a fleece like that apart from Josh.
He can pull it off.
Oh, it's that Dutch vibe he's got. So yeah, Eric Von Detten, he was Mia's crush in the film. Mm-hmm. He was the school hottie. He was the one who gave me the expectations of romance in my life. Mm-hmm. Since that film, I've always been looking for the guy who's going to make me get the foot pop.
Oh yeah, I thought you were going to say who asked for a foot massage.
Oh, and that too. Heaven. So Josh Brolin, Eric Von Detten, his biggest role since The Princess Diaries was voicing that creepy kid, Eric, in Toy Story 3.
Wow, all these years later and he's still playing a young character.
Yeah.
Good for Eric.
Mia Thermopolis, Princess of Genovia. So Anne Hathaway, obviously we know she's doing amazingly well. Oscar winner. She's been in The Devil Wears Prada, The Intern.
Les Mis.
Oh, yeah, she won an Oscar for that. Mm-hmm. So she had to lose a lot of weight for that film.
Yeah. And you know she actually had to put on weight for this role in The Princess Diaries.
Yes.
Gary Marshall was like, you need to be a bit more curvy to feel like a kind of every woman. So good for her.
Yeah, fair play. So she married a businessman, Adam Shulman, for those who don't know, and they have a son who was born in 2016 called Jonathan.
Aww.
That's cute.
Baby Jonathan.
Yeah.
I mean, I was hoping he'd be called Fat Louie, but Jonathan's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
A close second.
Julie Andrews, living legend. Need we say more?
Please do.
She was the original Mary Poppins. She's won Oscars. She's won an Achievement Award at the Grammys.
Incredible.
Which is amazing. Also, she needs an award for this. She's a grandmother to 9 children.
She's building her own Von Trapp family.
I know. And she's a great-grandmother to 3. So, yeah, she's got the 12.
Oh, Julie. How old is she now?
She's 84 years old.
84. Oh, no. Hurry, do Princess Diaries 3 quickly.
Don't say that.
Sandra Oh. Let's talk about Sandra Oh. How funny. When Sandra Oh was in this film, how famous was she? Probably not very.
No, but she was so iconic in this film. So.
So iconic. She set the bar so high. She then went into Grey's Anatomy, mm-hmm. and that was kind of like her big break. Yeah. And then more recently, she plays Eve in Killing Eve.
Huge. And also, she's done voice work for Phineas and Ferb and American Dad.
So, I love those shows.
I know. Oh, Phineas, you're so triangle. Sandra Oh is such a cool name as well. Yeah. Sandra Oh.
Oh.
So Mandy Moore is in the film. She plays Lana Thomas, the bully.
I didn't know that was her surname.
Yeah.
Lana Thomas.
Yeah. So she's the mean cheerleader you hate.
Mm-hmm. Love to hate.
Love to hate. She's
or hate to love. I don't know. Something about her, I'm like, oh, I want to be you.
I'm Lana. Anna. Montana. Shake your pom-poms. You know what I mean?
Do you think they became friends because their names rhymed? Or do you think some of them changed their names so that they could all rhyme?
But it's like the Ashleys in Recess.
That's true.
You know, they were all called Ashley. Mm-hmm. If you weren't called Ashley, you could not be in that tire castle.
Yeah, sorry, Gretchen. Go back to science class.
So Mandy Moore, since the film, one of her biggest roles is that she voiced Rapunzel in Tangled.
She did. She was great in that.
Really, really great. So do you know what? Go Mandy.
Go Mandy. She also has a starring role in This Is Us, the TV show, which has been going for a few years now. Mm. I haven't actually watched it, but my housemate Rosie does, and she loves it. And Milo Ventimiglia from Gilmore Girls plays her husband.
Great.
I know.
I love the Gilmore Girls.
Yes. Hey Now, Hey Now spin-off 2021.
Just wait, baby. We can do anything. Best supporting character.
Oh, there are some good ones. I think we both have an idea of number one, but should we go through some alternatives?
We should. I'm looking at the notes that we made. Mm-hmm. Mr. Robotson.
Robotussin. He's not a robot. It's 2001, not 2020.
3001.
I can't even say years.
The remake in 3001. I am Mr. Robot. Anyway.
Mr. Robotussin.
Mr. Robotussin.
The scriptwriter neighbor who lives next to Mia and Helen's firehouse. He can get it. Honestly, he's kind of hot. I want to see what's under that robe, baby. Woo! Show me your script.
We should give a shout out to the Genovian pear juggler.
Of course, of course. A man of many talents. Actually, one talent.
Juggles pears. Apples, nip.
Yeah, oh no, overdone. Yeah, it's all about the pears. They're an awkward shape, so you've got to catch them right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to impress me? Drop your oranges. It's all about the pears.
We also need to talk about Fat Louie, Mia's cat.
Now, this is a fact that you guys, if you don't know this, are going to be astounded by. This is crazy, okay? Fat Louie, biggest diva on set.
Really?
Yes. Four cats played the role of Fat Louie.
Four cats?
Yes. So, just get this, okay? Cat number one allowed people to carry him.
Wow, a real people person.
The other one scratched. Cat number two could sit still.
Uh-huh.
Cat number three was needed for jumps.
Wow, okay.
And a different cat altogether was used for the final scene.
Oh, when he's on the plane.
On the airplane.
Oh, he looks cat. So cute.
And comfy.
Does the cat get a paycheck?
Maybe his owner does. Although, one of the cats was actually Anne Hathaway's real cat.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's quite nice.
I like that. Do you think she adopted it or she already had it?
She already had it.
Oh, okay.
Probably. But how funny.
How funny. Fat Louie.
Fat Louie got a fat check.
I mean, he's flying first class. Meanwhile, we're in the cat carrier.
On EasyJet.
Mr. Robitussin, save us. Body of bags in my face. Don't talk about last night. Number one, best supporting character, though. I couldn't think of anyone else more deserving.
Neither.
It is, of course, Vice Principal Gupta.
Yes, Gupta. The Queen is coming to Grove High School.
We say that every time we see each other.
For life, if we ever hang up the phone. Gupta. Goodbye.
She is sassy. She's caring. She is funny.
Yes.
She's a bit clueless. And we love her for it.
She is a great principal.
Mm-hmm.
Most principals are clueless, let's be honest.
Well, that's true. And she has one of my favourite lines, which was, Miss Gupta, did you see what she did to me? Oh, no, honey, I'm sorry. I was in a very important meeting. Send it out for dry cleaning.
Yes!
The sass! She's sassing a 16-year-old cheerleader.
Yes, it was a bitch. She deserved it.
Yeah.
She is best supporting character, 100%.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Sandra Oh, if you ever want to come on the show and talk to us about what it meant to be Vice Principal Gupta, tell us.
Tell us. We will have those polystyrene coffee cups waiting for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Okay, here we go. Best musical moment.
There are like three or five songs that are absolutely amazing.
Okay.
Remember this one? Okay, we'll stop for copyright.
Oh, thank God. We're about to be demonetized.
Miss You More, BB Mac. We also have Supergirl.
Such a good opener. Classic song.
Supergirl. Amazing. The only song you can listen to when you're on a scooter.
We can't not talk about Stupid Cupid, sung by Mandy Moore. Stupid Cupid, you're real good. No, not good.
The Baker Beach Bash.
That's right.
The only party you wanted to be seen at.
Which, I'm sorry, what high school is hosting a massive beach festival with a stage, radio DJs, fruit platters? Mia doesn't need Genovia money. No. She's got Grove High School money.
Principal Gupta is literally...
money.
That's me just throwing money. Also, big shout out to Catch a Falling Star.
Yes. And also the Genovian National Anthem.
Do you remember how that
absolutely
goes?
Oh, Emily, I thought you'd never ask. Genovia... a land I call my home. Genovia, Genovia, forever will your banner wave.
Remix! Give me the pez. Give me the pez.
She didn't know it was frozen. She didn't know it was frozen.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's at this point of the podcast you realise mine and Barney's drink has settled in.
It's new pear wine from Genovia.
So now we're talking about best quotes. There is a lot in the Princess Diaries. The PD.
We're going to be here a long time because so much of this film is quotable.
I'm going to start with my favourite.
Okay.
He plays guitars, he fixes cars, and he can sing. He's wicked sweet.
Yeah, Michael's going to go for a girl that calls him wicked sweet. What, because he likes M&Ms?
He puts M&Ms on his keyboard.
Not only impractical, unsanitary.
Yeah, what a waste of M&Ms.
Yes. What is that? Because I tried to look it up. I don't think there's a plot point in the books that refer to him and M&Ms and, you know, like the M&Ms on pizza. There's no correlation. So is it just like a random thing?
Is it because his name begins with M?
Mate, Michael Moskowitz. M-M?
We just cracked the code.
No!
Live on the podcast.
Oh, my goodness. We've
drop
done
dead.
It. Mic drop.
End life.
End of podcast.
That's me floating to heaven.
I see. Okay, should I give you my favourite quote?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to read the whole thing. So you have to imagine, okay, take a bit of creative license with this because I'm going to be doing many voices.
Okay.
So pretend it's a whole classroom. Mm-hmm. For context, Mia's in a classroom. She's wearing her lovely grey bucket hat and Lana makes her take it off to reveal sleek brown straight hair for the first time ever. Okay. Mamma Mia! Look who's trying to fit in now. It's a wig, right? I think it looks really sweet, Mia. Looks like she got a head transplant. Well, I think it rocks. And you know what? Voltaire hair. I would personally like to learn about Voltaire.
You get the Oscar award. I always wanted to know who Voltaire is, so I've done a little Google. French Enlightenment writer and philosopher, famous for his wit.
Oh,
not as funny as Lily, though.
Yeah, she got it. Well done, Lils. Oh my God, it's such a moment. I recently saw somebody on TikTok recreate that scene word for word, and she had all the camera angles and everything. It was wild. This girl's dedication nearly trumps our own. And to that I say...
Salute.
Salute.
I think that's French.
It's not Genovian.
But it is Voltaire.
Okay, so what else? Give me some other quotes.
So my next quote is, Grandma, is it customary to be tied up with a Hermes scarf? It's Hermes.
She taught me what Hermes was.
I had a friend who worked at Jimmy Choo and she loved shoes. And I once called Manolos Monolos. And she nearly killed me.
And at least you didn't say Hermes instead of Hermes.
Yeah, or Le Bottom.
Le Bottom. I have one. Whoa, whoa. Rewind and freeze. I am no princess. I'm still waiting for normal body parts to arrive. Ew, you're 15. I say that more often than I should.
This is a really good one. Lana got coned. Lana got coned. Lana got coned. She got coned so bad.
Oh, honey. Chocolate on that chilly outfit? Good luck.
Yeah, seriously. Mia went in with that ice cream.
Nice. And the joke is, Lana is lactose intolerant. She probably died. That's why we never see her off that scene. I have one that I include in my vocabulary, which 0.0001% of the population would get this as a reference. But I do say it quite a lot. I'm not allowed to go to the party. And it's the little girl. It's the Prime Minister's little girl who is at the dinner. She meets Mia and all she says is, I'm not allowed to go to the party. That's it. A one-line wonder. But I love her. So sassy talking to a princess. And, fun fact, that girl is Hector Elizondo's real-life granddaughter, the guy who plays Joe.
I love that.
So cool.
Really cool. Really cool. Now, this one's a good one.
Okay. Hit me.
You broke my glasses. You broke my brush.
That's Mia talking to Paolo.
Paolo, honestly, that makeover scene is iconic.
I love a makeover scene.
Honestly, that film just made me love makeovers so much.
And also, it's our second Paolo in a Disney film.
Heaven.
Paolo Valeseri and Paolo Puttanesca. I also love Mia and Michael walking down the pavement, Lily in the background. Wait for me! Not you, I don't even know you. Sass! Sassafras! No, I don't like Lily. I think she's awful. But funny.
True.
Funny when it counts.
So there's a scene where Mia's playing baseball.
Yes.
And she's like, I can't do this. I'm a girl. And then the PE teacher's like, what am I, a duck?
So simple, but so funny. So funny.
Ay.
So now let's move on to most iconic outfit. And I'll be honest, there aren't a whole bunch to choose from just because she's in her Grove High uniform through most of the film.
Shout out to you for buying me the Grove High School t-shirt.
Yes, let's put that on our Instagram because the world need to see that.
Best Christmas present ever.
You are welcome. So I want to shout out Jeremiah, who is so underrated in this film.
What a lovely guy.
Lovely guy. Heart of gold.
Great at magic tricks.
Incredible hair.
Mamma mia, Jeremiah.
Maya and Mia. So, Jeremiah's knitted sweater. We need to talk about it. Lana says, so listen, Jer, the sweater you're wearing, was it designed for you or did the knitting machine just blow up? So cruel.
So
it's
mean.
Actually, if she knew how much vintage clothing was going to blow up, Jer's ahead of the curve.
Yeah, she would take back those words. Beyond Retro would be stocking that.
Yeah, he looked incredible. And his hair. He's the original Archie Andrews. Before Jeremiah walked so Archie Andrews from Riverdale could run. I'm serious. That hair. Iconic.
Okay, so you will not believe this. Julie Andrews. Okay, you know in the ball scene at the end?
Mm-hmm.
The diamonds she's wearing
yeah.
are real.
Whoa.
And they cost $500,000. They rented them from Harry Winston. And if you're a Gossip Girl fan, you know Blair Waldorf loves Harry Winston.
Isn't that big. Sorry. I might be naive. Isn't that a fish and chip shop?
That's Harry Ramsden.
I was going to say, why have they ventured into jewellery? She's a woman of the people. What can I say?
Genovia.
Oh, I don't use moisturiser. I use tartar sauce. We have that really cute scene with Mia and Helen one night when Mia's in her, I want to say there are silk pyjamas, and she's putting in her retainer. And that retainer was Anne Hathaway's real retainer from when she was younger. She brought it to set so that she could wear it.
That's so cool. There is that really funny quote that she says when she is wearing those pyjamas and with the retainer, and she's like, you know what? I don't feel protected. You try living for 15 years thinking you're one thing, and then in 5 minutes you find out you're a princess. As if I'm not a freak already. Why don't we add a tiara? Thank you.
That was brilliant. That was brilliant.
Gracias.
Someone's been practicing. Mm-hmm. And although this might not be an outfit per se, I think we should definitely shout out the makeover scene, the whole her getting her eyebrows tweezed, her hair brushed.
Mm-hmm. The cucumbers on the eyes that do nothing.
They do nothing.
We just put them on our eyes for a midway snack, right?
Yeah. Except I put Doritos on my eyes. And let me tell you, that dust gets everywhere.
It would be really cool if we dressed up as the two makeup assistants.
Yes.
And put that on our Instagram. That would be such a good Halloween costume. Like the metallic snake skin, purple coats.
And the cat eye sunglasses.
Iconic.
Okay, you be Helga, I'll be Ruger. But of course, the most iconic outfit has to be when Mia Thermopolis turns up at the ball soaking wet and tells the crowd that she will become the Princess of Genovia.
She's sporting a wet sort of grunge look hairdo and is wearing a sweatshirt, jeans and docks. Great.
2001, docks were in and now they're back.
Full circle, honestly. Grunge, it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. Is that like ISSA?
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, that's how everyone read it in their heads. So this is actually my favourite part of the podcast. Can we discuss?
Oh, there's so much we need to talk about.
First of all, how did she not Google her dad and find out he was royalty?
I feel like that's the first thing you do when you are given internet access. You Google your friends, you Google your house on Google Earth, you Google family. It would come up.
Especially if your dad was absent, you'd just be like, who is my dad? A curious teenager, you would just do a little search. FBI, mum isn't in the room. I'm going to try and find out who my papa is.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
And also what I don't really understand is why she got really annoyed at finding out she was a princess. If my grandma turned around to me and said, honey, you're the Princess of Genovia, I would be so happy. I would be rocking up in that limo to school. I would be taking unlimited pairs as much as I want. Do you know what I mean? I'd wear a tiara wherever I went.
I can see that.
I'd have money. I don't want to be in a firehouse with, like, you know.
It was a cool firehouse. Like, if you lived somewhere with a fireman's pole and you could live, like, in the tower.
Okay, fine. You know? But you know what? Well, you could have that and a palace.
Well, that's true. So towards the end of the film, she decides she doesn't want to be a princess. She has a chat with Queen Clarice and she says, you have to make an announcement at the ball denouncing yourself from the throne. And Mia's like, you know, I'm really sorry I've disappointed you. So she doesn't want to disappoint Clarice by doing a bad speech. So instead, she plans to skip the ball completely and run away instead. How is that better?
And turn up absolutely drenched,
mm-hmm.
not in a killer outfit, and just
and also
crying.
Parking in the middle of the street, singing to herself. She's lost the plot.
She's crazy.
She is drunk.
Honey needs to be locked in that tower.
She's been huffing Helen's paint fumes or something.
She's had too many M&Ms on pizza, that's what. They make me go crazy, the blue one.
We should do a taste test on Instagram of M&M's on pizza, yay or nay?
Yes.
And I'm, spoiler alert, I'm going to say nay.
I'm feeling yay.
No! Pizza does not need chocolate.
If you love the podcast, send us free M&M's. Then we should discuss how clumsy she is.
Oh my God. I mean, I know there's like, there's puberty, but Mia is another level of clumsy.
Yeah, we need to bring back the phrase awkward turtle because she is.
She is a living, breathing awkward turtle. If she's not breaking priceless statues in the Genovian consulate.
I mean, if you did that, you just say to the person, you know, the doorman or something.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. I accidentally broke the statue. And that's what you'd have to do. Except for she put it in the mouth and just made it look like it's having a cigarette.
Well, someone thinks it's string cheese, which I can kind of see.
You would automatically think Siggy.
Siggy. Yeah, well, it was rated U for Universal. So I think they want to say string cheese. She also falls off the bleachers.
Yes, and fun fact, that was an accident. When she was walking along the bleachers, she fell, mm-hmm. and Gary Marshall thought it was so funny he kept it in the film.
Thank goodness he did, because that is so good.
When she got cast for the film as well, this was partly the reason why she got to be in the film.
Yeah.
And got cast as Mia was because when she went to the audition, she went and she was going to sit on the chair and she fell off.
That's classic Mia.
So, yeah.
Okay. And then they use that in the film later on. So, obviously, taken from inspiration. Love that.
Fabulous. And she smashes the glass at the dinner.
Yes.
And the grapes go everywhere. And there's that cute little Chinese man who's like...
And the waiter who clears up the glass after she smashes it, she's like, I'm sorry. And he goes, it happens all the time. That waiter is the same actor who played a waiter in Pretty Woman, which was directed by Gary Marshall.
Amazing.
And he says that exact same line, it happens all the time, to Julia Roberts' character, Vivian. Isn't that such a great Easter egg?
So good.
I love that attention to detail. The last thing I wanted to discuss was actually more of a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
So throughout the film, a common theme is Mia's car breaking down, her Stang.
Yeah.
Her car keeps breaking down. Despite Michael and Dr. Motor insisting that it's fixed. So, I think that Dr. Motor and Michael were pissed off at Mia because she was obviously paying an installment. She couldn't pay up front. And it's like, come on, it's a business. We need to run it. And also, she parred Michael, didn't go to his band practice. She went to the beach party instead. So, I think Michael and Dr. Motor were in cahoots to kill her. They broke her brake so that she would slide down a San Fran hill. They knew her route home, or they knew her route to the consulate, and they were like, there's a lot of hills. This is where we get her. And they were going to let her car roll down in the rainstorm as well.
Yes.
Right. It makes perfect sense.
Michael the murderer.
Yes.
He killed that beaver that was on Lily's rucksack. Yes!
It all makes sense. He's got those like dark brows. They're like, oh, are you mysterious or are you a killer?
The real Disney conspiracy theory here could be the guy who says to Michael, are you a sweet on her? He knew that Michael wanted to spend more time with Mia.
Yeah.
So then they didn't fix the car properly, so she would have to keep going back to the garage.
Okay, that's a nicer conspiracy theory.
Rather than he wants her dead.
Oh my God.
Princess Diaries.
Why do all our podcasts end
on a death note? So now we're doing trivia.
Okay.
Are you gonna start?
I'll start. And I actually feel bad. I think I went too hard in last week's episode. So I've softened the questions. They're a little bit easier, in my opinion. So, you have a good chance.
Is it going to be like, what is the name of Baron von Vlaar's child that you never even met? It's like really difficult.
Which designer vase did he steal at the ball? No, they're pretty good.
Okay.
Number one, what does Queen Clarice use as a saber with the trolley person and the police officer?
An umbrella? Oh, no. I know this. She uses the gear stick from the car.
The emergency brake.
Yes.
Yay. Oh, that was a close one.
Yes.
Well done.
Okay.
You got it back.
My question.
Okay.
What is Mia's full name?
Oh, God. Okay. Look, I can hear her say it. Okay. Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi.
I'm going to give you the point.
Yes!
It is Amelia Mionette Thermopolis Rinaldi.
Okay, sorry, I got the pronunciations.
That's fine.
All wrong. But apologize to the people of Genovia.
That's absolutely fine. No pairs for a year for you.
Oh, no. Okay, question two for you. How many different languages does the Genovian consulate say, keep off the grass, when Mia first visits?
Is it three? Keep off the grass. Bah. Or something, and then something else.
Yeah.
So I think it's three.
It is three. Keep off the grass. Da ba ba da da da. Da ba 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 ba. Oh. This is the part. Oh my gosh. Okay. So I was talking to my housemate Rosie about this very scene. I was trying out some trivia on her. And she did a pitch perfect rendition of these three.
Oh, play.
And I recorded it just for you.
Okay. Amazing. Go on, Rosie.
Don't you teach it in, ba!
Okay, so that was the last one. But it's pitch perfect.
Pitch perfect four.
Well done, Rosie.
Yay.
You get a bonus point, Rosie.
And you can live with Barney for another year.
Yes. Well, I mean, I'm evolving. Okay, hit me.
Okay. What does Mia's dress in the final scene look like?
What does it look like?
Mm.
How detailed do I have to be?
I mean, like colour, pattern.
Okay. I don't know. I guess you'd call it like a princess style, big puffy skirt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it was like yellowy cream with a red floral detail, like embroidery.
Now, I think you're going wrong here because sometimes on the DVD cover, they put them in a different dress. So,
I don't know.
Okay, she actually wore a white dress, puffy dress, so you get half a point for that, with gold flowers, like embroidery. And it was actually based on a Swedish princess in real life. Dress.
No way.
Yeah, Princess of Sweden.
Wow, cute. Okay. Well, you know what? I learned something today.
Great.
Even though I lost a point. Okay, right. What is the name of the rock climbing centre Mia works at?
Gosh, I don't know. Rocky Road.
You're on the right lines in the sense that it's a pun.
You rock?
No. I'm sorry. You gave
okay.
You gave it a good go.
I have no idea.
It's rocks around the clock.
Oh. Oh, no. I would never know that.
But you can win back the point if you tell me what Mia says when she reaches the top of the rock climbing wall in one of the very first scenes. She calls down to the people below. She says one word to them.
Finished?
Tension. She's talking about the rope tension.
I wouldn't know that because I'm not a rock climbing nerd and I didn't focus that much on
You could tell
film.
That I was super focused in the first 15 minutes and then I kind of like, the question's got a bit more general. What's the princess's name? Okay, right.
When Michael visits Mia at home to talk about the new car,
yeah.
What was on her face?
I know this. Partly because I did have it down as a potential question myself. Mia is wearing a white nose strip, like a paw strip.
Oh, that's so satisfying.
Oh, but she rips it off. I don't think you're supposed to rip it off that quickly. Leave it to the Genovian spa. They can look after your paws. Come on. Actually, when I watched that, it didn't inspire me to exfoliate that evening. So I thought, look, if Mia's skin's clear, then my skin can be clear.
Exactly.
You gotta think big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I have one for you. Which vegetable does Mia think she looks like when she's getting ready for the beach party?
Does she say that she looks like a cucumber?
No.
Oh, no. I can't win every week.
You didn't win last week.
Don't know, everyone. They might have just started this episode. Oh, I don't know.
Oh. She calls herself an asparagus.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Okay, last question.
What does Paolo name Mia's eyebrows?
Frida and Carlo.
Yes.
It doesn't make sense because Frida Kahlo had a unibrow.
Yeah, but she used to have a unibrow before the makeover. Kind of.
Kind of.
Because they
were
awful eyebrows.
You're
so.
Right. Mm-hmm. And girls would kill for those brows now.
I know. It was like Cara Delevingne probably watched Princess Diaries and was like, that's what I'm basing my eyebrows on.
Absolutely.
So.
Frida and Carlo.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think the iconic celebrity started the trend, but really.
It
they
was Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Copied someone else. So.
Right. My last question, question number 5.
Okay.
What's the name of Josh's boat?
Oh, I know this. I know this. I know this. I know this.
I'll give you a clue. It starts with the. The.
The Josh Bryan?
I'm going to give you that. It's the Josher.
Okay.
Classic Josh Bryan.
Naming a boat after himself.
Ugh.
What a stupid Cupid.
Okay, you get that. You get that.
Okay, fine.
Well done.
Thank you. In the final scene, before Michael kisses Mia, he says, "Why me?" What does Mia say?
It's something like, "Because you were always there. Because you've always believed in me." No.
Similar. Do you just want me to tell you?
Go on, put me on my misery.
Because you saw me when I was invisible.
That. For goodness sake, because that boy sits on her at the beginning of the film.
Yeah. Someone sat on me again. Yeah.
Jealous. Okay, you got 3 out of 5.
Win, win, win.
Yes. Oh, I guess I won again.
The winner takes it all.
The loser eating pears. Maybe next week you'll catch up.
You never know.
There's still time.
I just need to be brushed up on my trivia.
Not the same brush that was in Mia's hair, because, honey, that broke.
I am the broken brush.
Aww.
Symbolism.
I've had such a good time talking about The Princess Diaries.
This film is so amazing. Joe, if you want to pick us up outside the studio, just pull up in your limo, please.
Put your flag up.
Yeah, we want to stop outside Wagamama's on the way home.
Did Wagamama's exist in 2001?
It better have done, honey.
Yeah.
Yakisoba with udon noodles.
And after that, let's find some dessert. We're going to go to Ben and Jerry's, get some pear sorbet. She didn't know it was frozen. You've been listening to Hey Now, Hey Now.
Like, subscribe.
Rate and review. Share with a friend. Share with the Genovian consulate. I'm sure they'd be very interested.
Yeah, Baron von Ness. She needs to know about this. What else is she doing?
I mean...
She needs to fill up her time. She can't just play croquet all day.
Did she play croquet?
I don't know. That's what rich people... Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.